Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of The Suplex. I am Andy Kwong. And with me, as always, is Samuel Brooks.
Wait a second, we're not live.
What?
Finally.
No, he can edit my face! Don't edit my face, get off my face. No, stop it with my face.
It also means I can cut out dumb things that we say and factually incorrect things that we say.
Yes, Sam.
Such as this.
Oh no!
See, I can cut that out. See, I can cut that out now, and no one will know what I just said.
If you forget, you're bugging.
Do you really think in this current climate that I would forget? So last week we were live, and the week before that we were live, and the week before that we were live, and the week before that what were we?
Something to do with being live, I guess.
Yeah, we were live.
Hey!
We've been live since August.
Wow.
It is November. 2 months, dude.
Well, why don't we just do it from the last show?
Last time we talked about TLC, because we have some comments that we can talk about here. Namely,
yes.
Two. So, last time we talked about TLC and how it was middling. How it wasn't everything that it was cracked up to be, despite all of the hype going into it. I still hold that belief, but it's fine. We are looking straight on to Survivor Series, but we have some comments here. One from M. Gunter, which says, Asuka is dominant, not dominating.
Exactly.
That's not what you said.
What did I say?
You implied that she was dominating.
Oh, no, she
I.
was.
Like
yeah,
Goldberg.
She was dominating in NXT. But she should
no.
be. She should
no, 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 no. She had competitive matches, unlike Goldberg. You're constantly saying, oh, Asuka should squash Emma in, like, 20 seconds, when...
Yes.
In reality, Asuka has
well,
never done
at
that.
At least for a debut or something.
Again, even in her
think,
debut,
whoa,
she did not do that. Even in her NXT debut, she did not do that. She went for
well,
at least
this is
five
a different
minutes.
Debut, and there's more people watching, so...
Well, I want her to be Goldberg, says Andy.
Yes.
Goldberg wasn't that great.
Asuka is good.
Asuka is good because she can wrestle good.
And then
Goldberg
she,
is
then,
good because he looks the part. And he can do a really good spear. That's all he can do. That's all he ever has done. And it got him over. Cool. Was he a good technical wrestler? Ha! No. Is Asuka a good technical wrestler? Yeah. Pretty good. That's why they let her go for at least 10 minutes. She was never dominating. She just got the upper hand in a majority of her matches and always came out on top. That's where the confusion of her and someone like Goldberg can come in. And people are
Brock.
Saying, oh, why is it Goldberg? Why is it not Brock? And it's like, okay, well, Goldberg is the only man in modern wrestling history to have a streak that can even be compared to Asuka. And not your kind of streak that you had. An actual streak that's worth talking about.
Wow.
So with that in mind...
Wow.
Wow, it's only a fair
resist.
Comparison.
I knew you couldn't resist talking that out.
You were going to bring it up if I didn't.
I was not going to do anything of the sort. Do
I
not
have
edit
a hard
anything.
Time believing
do
that.
Do not edit my face when you said that. God dang it.
So, we have another comment from Lindo. I don't know how to pronounce your name, I'm sorry. I'm never going to know how because that's the joke. How bad is it that the Undisputed Era in NXT... compared to the hype surrounding them before TakeOver Brooklyn, I feel like without them cutting a promo, these guys are mid-carders. Do you keep up with NXT?
I've been meaning to.
You've been saying that for about a year.
I know.
What is your problem?
I don't know.
What is your damage?
I just don't have time.
What is on your till receipt?
Well, basically, here's the thing. I saw Adam Cole coming in, and I was like, oh, bye-bye, that's amazing, yes, and then I just forgot to watch it. But it's not like NXT's episodes are 4 hours or 3 hours long, so I could technically get through this in a weekend, Like, I could binge watch it before TakeOver, wherever the hell they are.
War Games.
That's it.
Barrett, War Games. War Games in Texas.
Yes. So, basically,
okay, it's all well and good saying that you could do that. Are you going to?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay, well, in about 20 days' time, we'll get Andy's opinion on the Undisputed Era. Meanwhile, me, because I like NXT and I like to reward myself with good wrestling, rather than the idea of good wrestling happening in the same company that bad wrestling's happening.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know what people want from these guys. Like, I've seen him in Ring of Honor. I've seen Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly. I've seen them all in Ring of Honor over the course of the next past couple years. And yeah, they're good. Their reputation precedes them. And as a stable, they're gonna go far. I believe they could easily... Everyone always likes to fantasy book each new stable and each new faction to hold all of the capable belts within that brand or show or whatever.
I just love playing EWR.
Sanity are going to win all the titles. Isn't it going to be great?
Eric Young will win that belt.
Just because The Shield was the last group to really do that, and even then they never went above the mid-card, doesn't mean that every fucking stable in NXT is going to do it. But, saying that, you can conceivably see Red Dragon holding the tag titles and Adam Cole holding the NXT title, no?
No, I can see that happening.
It's almost as if they are shoe-ins. It's almost as if they were built for that purpose in the lab at Walmart by Kozlov.
Why is there a lab in Walmart?
What I'm saying is that it could happen. And I feel like they're good, but I don't know. Maybe they're a bit hit and miss with some people, like Lindo. But I don't know. I've been liking them. I've been liking where they've been going. Their theme is cool. I don't like the fact that they have Nexus armbands, but, you know, you gotta sell merch somehow, right?
Is it basically Team Ring of Honor?
Kind of, but no. More like Team Indies. They're all in Ring of Honor, but they also, like, fraternize with Roderick Strong.
Is it bad
that mainly in PWG.
Is it bad that I keep up with being the Elite more than I do with NXT?
Yes. Okay. Even if being the Elite is good and funny, which it is, that's bad.
Yeah.
Because even then, that show has devolved into the whole WWE boo. Even though every single segment is literally catchphrase number one, catchphrase number two, FTRR.
What does that mean again? Roman Reigns, I guess.
We don't know. That's the joke. Leave your thoughts on being the Elite in the comments section below.
Where do you think you're going?
Where do you think? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a good joke. Being the Elite is fun. NXT is better. Because it's produced by WWE.
The light bulb!
People at the top of a mountain.
And that was the comments. Everybody talking about me.
So you don't know how Emma's theme goes?
Yes. It goes like this.
Okay, Emma's had multiple themes. Which theme are you about to sing?
The
original Emma, the evil Emma, or
the
new
derpy
Emma?
Bubble dance one.
Original Emma. Okay, right. Go.
Do 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 do
do do do
do do do do do do do
Fuck this, I'm gonna go to YouTube. I'm gonna play it.
Was it that one?
That's the original theme.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Wait, no, that's the... Wait, what? No.
Are you having a moment? Do you want me to fucking demonstrate to you? Right, fuck this, I'm gonna demonstrate this to you because you are clearly wrong. Listen. This is Evil Emma's theme, alright?
There goes copyright.
Wait for it to come in. That's the evil version.
Oh. What's the nice version?
Let me see if I can find the nice version, because it's been several years since she's used that.
Are we going to get banned for copyright here?
I don't fucking care. I want the proof that you're wrong. I mean, I give a shit about 2 cents of monetization? No, I want to prove I'm right and that you're wrong. That's what's at stake here. Right, shut the fuck up. This is our original theme.
It'll always be that one to me.
This is the one you're trying to sing.
That's what I've been singing!
No!
I've been singing it the whole time, Sam. Listen,
you are tone deaf as fucking shit. You are tone deaf as shit.
I am not tone deaf.
And for the sake of comparison, let's play her new theme that nobody liked. It's all about me.
What the hell is that? Bring back... Oh, wait, Sam. You can't bring back her old theme. You wanna know why? Because she's been released.
Oh.
Don't know why I said that so happy. I'm not happy about it at all.
I'm not happy genuinely. I've always liked Emma. Why the fuck is she gone? She was just on pay-per-view. She just had a match with Asuka. She didn't get squashed even. It was like a competitive match. More competitive in her favor, which was not the right decision, but still... She fucking... Who else was released?
Summer Rae was also released.
Okay, has been literally missing since, I think, last year. Remember the last thing she did was get a fish thrown at her or something? I don't fucking know.
It's a fish!
Yeah.
Take the fish. Basically...
That's the last thing I remember her ever doing, and who else?
Making moves, making million dollar moves. Now everybody...
Titus?
Moo. Darren Young's been...
Yeah, okay, the shit one. Right, yeah. Mr. No Days Off is now Mr. Days Off. Whoops.
The thing is that...
Okay, you give your opinion on all three of these, and then we'll kind of go into the details of each
person.
Because I'm surprised that this has happened, like, as a general batch of releases. I'm surprised at the idea of releases happening nowadays. Because now people just depart one by one on their lonesome. They've cut the tradition of the seasonal releases. I think the last time they did that was when like Sandow and Hornswoggle and Coulter were all released. That might have been last year. But I don't think they've done that so far this year. Was it last year? It was last year, yeah, 2016. That was the year where they did the last like mass... releases, and in November of this year they haven't done it, although this is probably as close as we're going to get. I'm surprised. Talk about each person and your thoughts on them, shall you?
Yeah, I mean, Summer Rae hasn't existed, and the only reason I know she exists is because she's on Instagram, and that's literally the only reason why. Like, she's constantly at, like, parties and stuff like that on Instagram, so you're just like, okay, obviously not doing anything. Em is sad because... Like, the initial gimmick that she was given is like, and with the song that will always be, like, that was just terrible. She actually reinvented herself completely on NXT to the point where I think one could argue that she actually put Dana Brooke over in the sense that the pairing with them together helped Dana Brooke tremendously from trying to be like this babyface that no one really liked on NXT.
She was never a babyface.
Sort of at first, but she was supposed to be, and then everyone was like, "Boo!" And then they just stuck her with Emma, and that helped probably with both of them. And then you know she goes onto the main roster, and you would think that you know this rejuvenation would be, you know, kind of continued upon, but unfortunately, no, just flounders. Then you give her this Emelina thing that seemingly went on for about 25 years.
I forgot about Emelina. That made me even more sad.
Yeah, she never... when she eventually debuts 27 years later, quite literally no one cared because she didn't care. and you can't blame her. And then she just gets squashed in her last appearance. So screw it.
What does she? Wait, does she?
Yeah, she.
Was her last appearance TLC or Raw?
Raw.
Okay, I needed to do my research on that, but I don't remember her being like decimated. Maybe she was on Raw. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe we're talking shit. But more importantly, she was on fucking pay-per-view.
Yep.
Less than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's...
When does that happen?
And it's sad because she's actually quite talented, and I don't
Yeah,
understand.
I mean, I've always liked Emma. I've always thought that she was given the shit end of the stick, and I've always thought that she's more talented than what people have ever said. Like, people always talk about AJ Lee, and talk about Paige, and they talk about the Four Horsewomen. But Emma was there at the start. She, like, got there in NXT and had matches with Paige and Summer Rae, I think, at some point. Summer Rae is another case entirely, and I want to talk about her later, but Emma doesn't get enough credit for what she did. She was at the start of the Revolution. And yeah, they tried to give her that gimmick of, I started it all, it was all me, Emma, the almighty Emma. But no, it was her and a couple of other choice people.
But that could have gone somewhere.
That could have gone somewhere, but as with many other misbookings, they could have gone somewhere as well. But it ended in tragedy as she got released for... I don't even know why. Apparently they're doing budget cuts. They cut the pyro, and now they're cutting Emma. Who'd have thought? Summer Rae, again, I've always liked. I think, like, people don't... Well, okay. In NXT, she was good. When she was having matches with, like, Banks and Paige, she was good. She was, like, she held up well amongst her contemporaries. But weirdly, as soon as she got to the main roster, bang, the bubble popped, and she became shit. Like, can you name a single Summer Rae match on the main roster that was good? Or on the main roster, period?
All I remember is, it's a fish.
You're clearly the wrong person to ask anyway, but point being, she had good matches in NXT. She played an important part in making the Sasha Banks boss character. Like, she was one of the people instrumental in that character development. And then she goes to the main roster, occasionally appears, hooks up with Rusev, in 2015, by the way, that's how long she's been gone. And then she does nothing for a year, over a year. I think she was injured at one point, that might have been it. I don't know how she was injured, she didn't wrestle, but... Fuck yeah, she's gone. Boo. She was good at one point, I don't quite know what happened in transit, but... Oh well. Shed a tear for Summer Rae. And then there's Darren Young.
Yeah, I have to quickly mention that I forgot Darren Young existed.
I think everybody did. I think even Bob Backlund did for a sec there. And I know the whole, let's make Darren Young great again by giving him a theme with Bob Backlund yelling over it. That'll get him over. And to be fair, I was interested in that. And yes, everybody on planet Earth made the same fucking joke of, hey, he had to be great in the first place. Ah, oh, original humor. Subscribe to my YouTube channel.
I was going to say that, actually.
I'm all about the jokes. We all make them. We all make the same joke about that gimmick. It's like, yeah, we get it. He was never great. Duh. It's clearly just capitalizing on the whole Make America Great Again thing and why they did it with Darren Young, of all people. I don't know, maybe they felt like giving him a second chance after his first injury with the primetime players and everything, but no, because history is doomed to repeat itself, he was put in a feud with Titus O'Neil, and it tanked. It died. As with most things involving Titus O'Neil last year, it fucking tanked, and it just went under, never to be seen again. Last time we saw him was with Bob Backlund in the Anger Management classes, also starring current Cruiserweight Champion Enzo Amore and current WWE Champion Jinder Mahal. Now currently released, Darren Young was also in that. What a hoot, right? What a fun fact that is. No, it's not fun. Primetime players were good, yeah?
Yes.
You like primetime players? I thought they were good. I thought they were a good tag team in a division that needed it at the time.
Millions of dollars. Yes.
This is something that Darren Young won't be making anymore.
Jeez.
He probably hasn't ever at any point in his career.
He was in the Nexus. That's what I'm saying. He's
been employed for like 7 years, and now all days off. Ha 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 ha. What the fuck? What happened? Why? I mean, I get it. None of them were being used on TV for the exception of Emma, who was on pay-per-view 2 weeks ago. Important fact. I'm just lost for words, to be honest. I feel like they all deserve better. But really, the question is, where do they go? Indies? Retirement?
I feel like
Darren Young could easily do what Ryback did and appear for indies that no one has ever heard of and no one ever goes to. Because why the fuck would I go to an indie show starring Ryback Reeves?
I would say, like, Emma has, like, loads of followers on Instagram, so just do that, I guess.
This is a hint, guys. Andy now works in social media, so he knows these things. Not just by obsessively looking at these hot women on Instagram.
The other thing is that if Impact Wrestling can kind of get there... well, I don't know. Just anywhere. Ring of Honor, maybe?
No, there's no way. If any of these people were to go anywhere, it would definitely be TNA. Impact. Anthem. The fucking... that other company... but isn't Ring of Honor, alright? I don't know what to call it anymore. I don't care anymore. I'm beyond the point of giving any fucks. They're all gone. If you find them, let me know so that I can give them. But I don't anymore, because they keep changing the fucking name of the place. But we all know what we're talking about, yeah?
Yes.
Call it Impact.
You know what? I'm going to look it up right now. Right.
It's probably Impact.
TNA, does it come up with anything?
Total Nonstop Action.
It comes up with Global Force Wrestling Wikipedia. Okay, it does.
It's not even that anymore.
All right. I'm on ImpactWrestling.com. So let's presume then it's called Impact Wrestling.
I think Emma could go to Impact Wrestling.
Right, and
they're
because
as we know, that's the company that makes its living off of former WWE talent.
The other thing to note as well is that Impact Wrestling's Bound for Glory logo only says Impact on it. I think that's a fantastic idea. Just call the company Impact!
I feel like they are calling it Impact!
Yeah, it's from now that! On. Impact! Impact Wrestling! Edit that in now. Impact.
Stop giving me things to do.
You
please.
Said I don't want to be live anymore because I like editing. So I'm giving you things to edit. I can't.
I have work tomorrow, asshole.
We didn't have...
on a time limit!
We could have done it live!
Haha, look at his face right now. Isn't it so funny?
I hate you.
Look at that mask he has on. Oh wait, that's not a mask. That's his face. It's not trick-or-treat anymore, kids. He was born that way.
I was born this way! Anyway, so what else are we talking about, Sam?
Well... we could talk about a series of controversial tweets from a certain man in NXT about all of this business.
Ooh, who is that?
You ever heard of a guy named Leo Rush?
Yes, I have. Actually, yes, I have.
Alright, cool. I was worried for a second.
He does flips, correct?
Yeah, he's a flippy dude. Little tiny man. He's 22 years old. He's younger than you. And he has a 4-year-old child.
That makes me feel so...
Anything it makes me feel with the same age. It's a 4-year-old child. But anyway, it's not the point. The point is, Emma was released. We all know this. Her last appearance was in a match with Asuka at TLC. So of course, smart man that Leo Rush is, the day of Emma's release, he goes onto Twitter. Do you know what he managed to tweet out?
I'm looking at it now. Here we go. I guess these are the things that happen when you're truly not ready for Asuka. With a clown emoji.
Bang. Cue the entire fucking company exploding and starting the Leo Rush hate train. Choo-choo, motherfucker. Everybody is on their fucking soapbox now, complaining and arguing and demeaning and burying. The favorite word to use, burying. This guy who's just shown up in NXT for making a dumb tweet that wasn't even funny. Because some dude on Reddit already made that comment and I was like, oh yeah, that's not funny. So he had to make that tweet. Because he clearly doesn't have a good decision-making process. And now, everybody's jumping down his fucking throat. And I think it's a bit much. I think it's a bit much.
I mean, he's young and, like, when you're younger,
you I mean, you shouldn't blame him kid. Being stupid on him being young, because there are definitely people who are his age that wouldn't do this in the position that he's in.
Yeah, but...
like, he's lucky to be in that position anyway.
True.
And now he wants to be like, wouldn't it be funny if I made a tweet? It was like, oh, she lost to Asuka. No one's ready for Asuka. That's her catchphrase. Huh. Da-da-da-da-da. Combining the two with my magic keyboard. Or my magic phone. I don't know what the fuck I use. And he just puts that out. And then everybody says that was a bad move.
Well, yeah,
Bray Wyatt, Peyton Royce, Jack Gallagher. Literally everybody.
Even people outside the company, like Taz, was saying stuff about it.
Well, when is Taz not saying something about anything?
Oh, I know. But, you know, like, people outside...
There's a laundry list of people who are saying, yo, kid, fuck you. We're not... It's like, the kid is in the performance center. They know where he is. They can easily find him there, go up to him, and either slap him or tell him, you are a dick. Why did you do that?
Well, he has apologized as well, by the way.
Well, he put out a second tweet after that one, basically saying, I'm sorry that you all reacted this way. He didn't apologize for saying it. He apologized for everybody jumping down his throat.
Oh, for God's sake.
And it was poorly written, like, he has really, really bad grammar. And I know his first language is obviously English. So the educational system clearly failed him in some regard. Both in writing and common fucking sense. And taste and tact. And what have you. And Emma didn't even strike me as someone who's beloved by the company. I feel like after a certain point, people are just tweeting at him to tweet at him. And join the hate train. Just cause. It's funny. It's funny to watch a man just fuck up his entire career in WWE based on uno tweet. A singular tweet. What the fuck? I know this is the world we live in now, but seriously, dude is talented. And yes, people are gonna fucking talk about the whole CZW no-selling a powerbomb off a ladder through a table spot. And everyone's gonna come at me for being a Leo Rush mark by saying that was his gimmick. When it was his gimmick. That's just a fact. That's what it was. That's why he did it. Not defending him, just saying he didn't do it for the fuck of it. That's why he did it. It was his gimmick. But he was Blackheart or some shit. I don't fucking know. I don't watch CZW because I have a life. Alright? That was his thing. And yet people wanna... What do you think about this? I'm talking too much.
It's a silly thing to do. I mean, like... It's almost as if you're in developmental, they should give you some sort of training with, like, how to conduct yourself on social media and stuff like that. Like, it's almost as if you've done
that... While at it, conduct a session in how to hide your sex tapes from people.
Just don't act like an idiot. Like, that's...
Well, you can act like an idiot, just don't get caught. Well, don't do it on company time.
But that's the thing, like... A certain amount of common sense must somehow kick in at a certain point where it's just like, oh yeah, maybe I shouldn't tweet that. Probably not a good idea. I'll just keep that to myself. Or I'll go to one of the... one of the boys in the back and go, "Lol, I thought this was a great joke," and they go, "No, that's really mean. What's wrong with you? Oh, okay, my bad." Right? Don't tweet it out the whole planet. What's that? Why? It's annoying, because he's talented. That's the irritating thing about it. He's... And then I just read his apology, and it was just like, "What? Did somebody from House of Cards tell you how to do that? For God's sake! Why can't people just apologize properly? It's not hard!"
Because they aren't actually sorry, I feel like that's the reason why. He's not sorry that he said it, he's sorry that everyone's jumping down his throat.
Like, seriously, like, how? How do you, like, not... Just say, "I was an idiot, I'm sorry." Even if you don't mean it. Lie. Make it up. Lie. Just don't... God's sake, just lie about it. Don't, like, go, "I'm sorry you all reacted that way." Like, what? No! Just say you're sorry. Lie. Make it up. Dying slowly. But seriously, like, lie about it. You have to. Jeez.
I mean, I'm in the... There's a mega thread on Reddit about all of this backlash, and there are tweets from a couple of choice people here that I feel like we should highlight just to, really bring the situation home, shall we?
Okay, Samuel.
So, top of the list is, Dash Wilder. Who replied to Leo's apology, in saying, "So busy trying to be a comedian, you forget you're a dumbass."
Wow.
Says Dash Wilder. Do you need reminding which one that is in the revival?
Is he the one with hair?
Yes.
See ya!
Who else do we have? JTG. The ever-relevant JTG.
Mister, I was in the company for 10 years and I'm not sure if I did anything during the whole time.
The man that wrote books about picking up a phone, JTG, said the following. "Class act, Leo Rush. You got yourself a new supporter here. Emma is an amazing talent." So we have one on Team Leo, the other on Team Fuck Leo. I like how this is going so far.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Rosa Mendez. Remember her?
What?
I don't either.
I don't either.
Rosa says, "Show some respect. Have some class. You work for the same company. I'm so disgusted." Didn't she...
Oh, no!
These are your words, Sam. I don't know what you're talking about.
I never even said that to begin with. It's just things that I hear online. Therefore, they must be true. Who else do we have here? Oh, remember Bull Dempsey? See what I mean when literally everybody is doing this? These are people that haven't been employed for like over a year, and yet they feel like they should chime in on this to stay relevant. Because nobody would know who they are or remember who they are without this input. Bull Dempsey says, "Without people like Emma and the hard work everyone put into the foundation of NXT, Leo Rush wouldn't have the platform he does now." I mean, he would know. He was in NXT.
Yeah.
Remember how over he was?
He was very over.
Oh, yeah. up there was Seth Rollins. In terms of overness.
Oh, I'm actually, like, there's some breaking news, which, you know how we were complaining about TNA earlier?
Oh, God, the words breaking news and TNA never lead to anything good.
Breaking news!
That's for cinema. Fuck it.
So...
Go. What is it?
The Bound for Glory event, November 5th, is sold out! They actually sold out a building. Isn't that good?
Well, okay, before we get ahead of ourselves here, how many seats?
I don't know!
Research!
Also, Billy Corgan is doing, like, almost like a documentary of his experience of purchasing NWA, and he's put it on YouTube.
Okay.
Not good. And that was breaking news. News.
That's fucking... All right. Okay. Clearly, we're done here.
Yeah.
If you just want to get off this.
It's been a really slow news week.
I mean, it hasn't. We have the releases and this Leo Rush fuck train.
But it's just a Leo Rush fuck train.
Survivor Series.
Oh, the band is back together.
Supla Series.
Yes.
Talk about it.
So, basically, as you all may well be aware, there was once a man called Liam Dunn.
He's dead now. He doesn't exist anymore.
No!
There is still a man called Liam Dunn.
Okay. There was once a man called Liam Dunn who used to live with us.
There is a man named Liam Dunn who once lived with us.
And now he doesn't.
Us not being me, by the way. Them. Yes. Them chuckle fucks.
Keelan isn't here. He's somewhere. I don't. Where's Keelan?
What else is new?
So basically, what happened is that Liam decided to move away from Supla City Hall.
So, I wonder why.
Because he wants to do other things with his life, which is fair enough. So basically, we were split. That was it. Until Super Series, where the band is back together. Liam Dunn will be back live with me and Keelan. If Keelan can wants to show up, we'll be together in the same place. Maybe we'll do live streams. I don't know. We don't even know what we're doing yet. But there will be at least one live stream for Supla Series, which will be the same night of Survivor Series. Isn't that good?
Remember when the Shield broke up and it took them 3 years to get back together?
Yes.
With you, it took 3 months. Just putting that out there. So yeah, join us on November...
Sierra Hotel Echo.
I'm going to edit in the day. Join us on November
19th
for Supla Series, where they will do the thing and I'll be in the chat because fuck sharing a camera with 3 people in 1 room. Fuck that. Carmine might also be in the chat. Brendan might be there also.
Wait, you're not going to be there. What?
I'm going to be there, just not on camera.
Why?
Do you have any good memories of more than one person being in one room and then one person in another camera in a different room across the United Kingdom being a good time?
Yes!
I don't. That's why I won't be on camera, but I will be there in the chat. And yes, the almighty Supla Jesus will also be there. Calm down, Carmine stands in the audience. I see you. You're out there.
Super
join us then. 8 PM GMT, 3 PM Eastern, on this very YouTube channel. You can also go to supla.com. We have a wide variety of news and articles in the broadcast, which sometimes happens, but it mostly doesn't. You can also download MP3s. You can download other things like wallpapers and songs featuring that chucklefuck. And it's a wonderful time. You might have a lot of fun on supla.com. There is also our social media. We are on Facebook, we are on Twitter and Instagram, same name as everywhere else, The Supla. If you search it, you'll find us. It's also in the description below, if you don't feel like searching, because everyone's lazy nowadays, apparently.
We also have another YouTube channel, Supla Gaming, where we don't talk about wrestling, we game instead and play video games. Sam is doing a Nuzlocke. I still don't know what that means, but you can go look that up yourself. On Supla Gaming. Just search that in because we're not popular enough yet to have our own URL yet. But we're getting there! Really slowly. Really, really slowly. Really, really slowly.
Glacial.
Yes. I have been Andy Kwan.
And you can comment below on your thoughts and feelings on this week's news. Thank you for talking over me when I was about to say that, and then I would be finished. I have been Sam Brooks.
And we will see you next time. Goodbye.
Feels good to be editing this once again.
Da 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 da